Hello everyone and welcome to Microsoft Build 2018. My name is Juan Balmori, I'm a program manager in the Office Platform team and specifically of the Excel JavaScript API. During the next 10 minutes, I'm going to show you a few updates here in this area. But first of all, let's establish some context. So Office add-ins are ways that you can actually extend Office applications using web technologies. And by doing so, you can actually make them available in multiple platforms where Office works. That is Windows, iOS, online, and Mac, of course. Office add-ins are composed of a HTML page or a web application and a manifest file. So the manifest file indicates how your application is going to behave within Office, if it's going to be hosted within Excel or within PowerPoint or within Word, and of course provides information about where the web application is located. So it gets activated when needed within the Office experience. When you're done creating your add-ins, you can actually publish them or distribute them through our store, or you can actually deploy it internally in your company at an enterprise by using the Office 365 administration and centralized deployment. This is an important feature because you can actually distribute add-ins to specific users or groups within your organization. We just get it through an IT-driven delivery process. Now, the important part in terms of this, in the context of this presentation, is the JavaScript API we have. So the web applications can actually use this JavaScript API to communicate with the workbook, and then you can actually provide interactivity with the content of a document. So what's included on this API is a project that we've been doing since 2015. Since then, we have actually released what we call requirement sets or groups of functionalities. And the last one that we are announcing actually today is that actually 1.7 goes GA. We're going to see more details in a second of what's included there. And we also want to say that we have new APIs in preview that you can actually use today. And please, we encourage you to help us by using them and tell us what you think about it. We have more events there. We're going to see a few demos here. You can actually create workbooks, insert pictures into Excel. You're going to be able to also create pivots. We're going to support these continuous ranges using the areas object, as well as more and more investments in charts. 1.7, again, it's an interesting release because it has literally hundreds of new APIs that you can actually use with your solutions and in different feature areas that we've been hearing feedback that you guys need. So we're trying to deliver that and unblock potential opportunities. So in charts today, you can actually add trend lines, add or remove movie series. Giving you access to the units, to the axis, and you can change the units of the chart, titles, and all the metadata that surrounds the chart, such as the title and the data, the label data sets. Of course, we are providing a super important aspect for Office development, which is styles. Now you have access to built-in styles. But not only that, you can also create your own, create and apply new custom styles. You can now password protect workbooks or sheets, providing capabilities for freezing panes by rows and columns. Another highly requested feature is the custom properties. So we are enabling developers to store to increment the metadata that is stored with the document by using custom properties. You can actually allowing developers to copy worksheets within the workbook. And other formatting capabilities, such as changing the color of the tabs or turning the grid lines on and off, things that you can use to improve your add-ins. Another very aggressive investment we made in the model was to start exposing more events for the API. We are starting with the most common and requested, such as adding activation of worksheets, and we are adding these events in different scopes within the application so that you avoid having chatty solutions. If you're interested in a particular worksheet that you want to receive events, you cannot do it, or you can do it, the entire worksheet collection. And you not only activate or deactivate it, but when they are added or they are changed, or a selection happens within a worksheet or within a table. And finally, Excel 1.7 APIs include a lot of features around getting ranges. So we try to finish many of the properties or members of the range object. Getting active cells, refreshing data connections, getting a workbook name, and many, many more. Again, these are hundreds of APIs that you can actually use today. Let's do a quick demo of this, of the few of the APIs that we have today. These demos are I'm gonna be doing them with ScriptLab. ScriptLab, for those of you who don't know, it's an add-in that was developed by my team that enables you to not only learn, it's mostly to learn and share code snippets. It's a very cool product that you can actually, and very easy to use, no? For example, here are some samples that are shipped with the product. And by the way, this is in the store, so you can actually download it from the store. A very quick example here, check out how you can use charts. So ScriptLab actually shows you the code that it has here. And you can see that we have access to the charts collection, getting items, and you can get access to the axes that are in this chart. So if I run this sample code here, and again, all the samples that you see here work in all the platforms. I'm trying it in on Windows, but nothing prevents you from doing it in online, iOS, and the other platforms we support. So basically, you're starting by adding some sample data. And as you can see, then we are going to get the axis units. So it's displayed in the thousands. Change units. So you can see you can adjust the units of the chart and do many, many, many other things. Okay, so this is one sample. There are other samples associated with charts, just adding trend lines. Let's refresh this example here and run it so that you can see. Let's add some, let me delete this worksheet from here. Add a new one, add some sample data, add a trend line, which you can see here. And then not only that, you can actually get it and get more information about it. So charts, getting a bunch of charts and control over what happens in that chart. So my next example is about using and creating custom styles. So let's, I have some code here that you can actually see that we have a styles collection, and then you can actually create a new style by adding, the properties that come from a style. Basically what I'm going to do here is that I'm going to create a new style within this document. Hold on a second. I'm gonna add some sample data here. Yeah, I create a new style, and then you can see that I can apply it here, and you create this orientation here. But I can go back to a built-in style. I can get the properties of it. Let's align their properties. So basically, this is a very powerful way of not only using pre-existing styles but also adding your own and use them. Other example that I want to show you here, it's around charts, embeddings and charts. Here you can see that, show you this example here, you can import some data. These are some of the APIs that are in preview. And then you can actually start by adding a new chart. These are things that you can actually do. You can actually change the format. This chart here. You can show the data labels or hide them. Change the color of the chart or clear the chart. No? These are again APIs that you can actually use in our preview. This API, it's about, this is a very cool example as well. Here, you're going to see how many charts, chart capabilities that are on preview. So I'm going to get some sample data here. This is some just sales in the market, some sample data from different items that are in the store. And check this out, all the things that you can do. So you can actually create a line chart here using, two series of data. You can actually split the charts. You can split data into multiple charts. And then I can adjust, the axis as needed so that it reflects better the information. I can actually format it. I can add secondary accesses, set a format. Then I can do fun things like, for example, other type of analysis, such as sale changes. I can produce these types of charts to see the difference between certain products and certain dates. I can actually do other types of analysis, like, for example, analyzing the temperature on those dates. As you can see here, that we have scatter charts or support, and you can also base on leaflets. But anyways, these are some of the APIs that are in preview today that we encourage you and ask you to please help us and give us feedback about those. I have another example that I want to show you finally, lastly, because it allows you to implement some very interesting scenarios. This is actually the Create Workbook API. This is an API that we are offering in the application object that you can actually use to create an existing create or open an existing workbook. And I'm just getting an example here, opens the picker, then I can actually select the file, and the file basically it's going to get open. So you can use this to provide templates, template types of solutions. So that's just a glimpse of what you can do. We encourage you to go to our website and use other APIs. Finally, I want to share with you that we are not only investing on adding new APIs, but we are also investing on the performance of those APIs. These investments are data-driven and customer-driven. And just to give you an idea of what we are doing here, we are improving some of the most common scenarios in Excel, such as, for example, inserting data. And you can see here that if you insert more than 100,000 cells, we're getting a 50% improvement in performance. So in general, we are improving the performance. That's a permanent effort, and you will not expect nothing but quality from what we're shipping here. You can find some examples in GitHub about how you can improve in performance, as well as recommendations, you know, that we are giving you to have more performant add-ins, such as minimizing the number of syncs that you have in the API, only load properties that you need, and so on and so forth. So with that, there was really a glimpse of what's included in 1.7. I played with a few of the things that are new things that are coming. And I also share some perf improvements that we are doing in the platform. If you want to get more information about this, please go to dev.office.com. Don't forget to ask us for requests in our features and user voice channel. And if you have questions, you can also use Stack Overflow with a tag office-js. Thank you very much for listening and have a great conference.